So when I came to work on this service, I was afraid that talking about dreams in a time like this might seem a little out of touch or frivolous, even. How can we dream when so many are suffering, when the world feels so uncertain and the future is tentative at best, or violent and destructive at worst? But as I began to tap into my own dreams, my hopes for the world and my own life, I remembered that our dreams matter, especially now. I noticed that the more I painted a hopeful vision of the future in my imagination, the more my spirits began to lift and strengthen. And in times of uncertainty, injustice, or weariness, dreaming is not a luxury, my friends. It's actually a form of resistance. It's a way of keeping our spirits alive, our imaginations intact, our futures possible. Because our dreams give us hope and vision, and that helps us stop our spirits from sinking in hard times. In her 1993 novel, Parable of the Sower, Octavia Butler writes, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change." So our dreams are part of that change. They're not distractions from the world's pain. They are antidotes to it. In fact, they move us from despair to vision, offering glimpses of a future not yet here, but already growing in the soil of our imagination. You may have felt that during the meditation. They move us from surviving to creating, from just getting through the day to shaping the day with purpose, with beauty and intention. And they move us from resignation to remembrance. Remembrance that we are not powerless, that we are not alone, and that we carry within us the capacity to respond, to reshape, to reimagine. Can I hear an oh yes? Dreams, my friend, remind us that we still have agency, even in uncertain times. They remind us that we still have a voice, even when the dominant voices seem loud and harmful. They connect us with the sacred truth that every act of dreaming is an act of creativity and becoming, and that every person who dares to dream becomes a creator of hope for the rest of us. Yes, Nancy? Dreaming is not idle. Dreaming is generative. It is prophetic. It is how new worlds are born and many important things are invented. 2 weeks ago in our service on pure imagination, do you all remember it? Oh, yeah. With sparkling dreams and Willy Wonka present. We invited you to imagine your dreams for the world, and you all wrote them down. So I wanted to share with you some of the dreams that you all shared on cards. Your dreams for the world are that the spirit and participation that peacefully changed the world in the 1960s returns. Your dreams are hope that democracy survives and may our constitution continue to work. They're about the courage to overcome the chaos. They're about peace among nations, world peace, more peace and understanding, no war, a world without violence, harmony throughout the world, no them versus us, a world that has no separation and people come together in love. Divisiveness is replaced with understanding and love. There's an end to U.S. imperial aggression, and there are dreams of a loving, kinder president. Hope for a brighter world of love and kindness, return to empathy in our country, and that the government of the U.S. finds its heart. Make America kind again is a dream. And all people are invited to live in our boundaries. There's no deportation, and no person is considered illegal. And all people have a home and enough food and enough emotional support. And there's excellent health care for all. And all cancer is eliminated. And we recognize everyone for the skills and beliefs that they have. And everyone can be who they are without persecution. And we transform from an extractive world to a sustainable one. And no more animals are killed for food. And those who support cruelty, grief, and injustice change their minds. And let us understand each other and respect all. And that the world heals from all of its hurt. And that every human being is treated with respect, love, and kindness. And there is unconditional positive regard for people. And there's a dream that we make it through this terrifying time and find the light shining bright beyond. And that love and joy for all is available, and that there's overwhelming love for each other, and that everyone gets to experience what it's like to have unconditional love. And that there's more love in the world, and we can all love again, and that Unitarian Universalism is love for all. And that we have peace of mind, compassion, peace, peace, peace. And a wish that each person finds inner peace and the things that bring them joy. Incredible, right? Those are all of your dreams. Those are the dreams that you have for our world. And these dreams are important, and they're worth holding foremost in our consciousness. They're not just aspirational, but they're dreams worth acting on, right? Yes? Yes. Or are you going to sleep through those dreams? Those dreams summon us to action to create such a world, don't they? So you see the power of dreams, my friends. They're not just wishful thinking. They give us a vision to work for, a better world to work for. And now we're going to focus on the river flowing through your own soul that you may have just got in touch with during our meditation. Who is it telling you that you are, like we just sang? What dreams is your heart longing for in your life? In our meditation, you just listen deeply to the quiet voice within, the one that so often gets drowned out by busyness, by fear, by judgment, or self-doubt. So now, in the quiet of this moment, my friends, if you're willing, I invite you to give that voice form. On your seat, you'll find a small card or slip of paper and a pencil. And if you don't have one, please raise your hand and we'll make sure you get one. There's one right there. Ruth Ann on the chair next to Gary, there's another one. Yeah. And on it, I invite you to respond to one or more of these prompts. And Alex has put them on the screen for us. What I most long for is, what would I dare to dream if there were no limits? What is the feeling underneath this dream, and what is one small step I could take towards this dream? And you may write just a word or two for each, or a full sentence, whatever feels right to you, and you can put your name on it or leave it anonymous. This is yours, your precious dream. So we're going to take a few moments now in silence to reflect and write. Now, my friends, as we hold this quiet, sacred space together, I'm going to invite any of you who wish to share your dream, and you have the opportunity to speak it into a microphone. We're going to pass one microphone down that end and one microphone down that end. And you're welcome. Nobody has to share their dream. You're welcome to pass if you'd like. But if you'd like to share just a few words with us about your dream, we would be so grateful to hear. I want to pass it down the rows and just see who feels moved to speak.
What I would dare to dream if there were no limits, that everyone was housed with love, that everyone was fed, and that everyone was respected.
Thank you. Tim, and we'll just pass it down the room.
I dream of a world in which all feel loved and supported, including me.
And pass it down the row and see if anyone.
I dream of a world where tolerance and even support for our differences is how we live.
Go ahead and pass it down and then pass it back in the row and just see if anyone wants to share.
I dream that the current administration is shown up for the fraud it is and wiser heads prevail. That's my hope for the future of my country. And the way I'm going to get there is by living my values and sharing them.
Thank you. And David over here.
I dream of a world without want, allowing us all to not fear, but just to love.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to hold there a moment, and we're going to listen to David.
Yeah, I wrote peace and kindness to everyone and for everyone.
I dream of equal opportunity for all.
Anyone else?
I dream that I'm able to give everyone I interact with an opportunity to tell their truth and give them an opportunity to be heard.
Thank you. Masayo, you want to know?
I have a collection of dreams in my heart and hands. My dream today is that I may take the steps to execute fulfillment of many of these dreams, aspirations, and goals. And I thank you, my community, for nearing these steps.
Thank you. We're going to be over here, Nancy.
Yeah. Peace in our lifetime and a pain-free life for my daughter, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, mm. among other things. Mm.
Messiah.
I dream of a world where there's no competition, no superiority, and everybody being loved for their own, their goodness. That's it.
I dream of a world where the law is honored in the courts so that we can have fairness in our world.
I dream that I hope to continue to live with gratitude and ability to help others realize their dreams.
Thank you.
Oh, all the time I was in pain and agony, I remember love that it was emphasized on by you upon me. And it put me in comfort and less pain. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you, Homer.
Let's see. I dream of a world where there's a physical exercise and role-playing and computer games are all combined.
I dream that my hands will heal so I can paint again.
For those of you who don't know, many of the paintings hanging here in our fellowship hall, in the lounge, and the stairs were painted by Michael, beautiful artist that you are. Anyone else? No? Well, my friend, these dreams, these words, small and large, are acts of courage and vision. And all of them are sacred. Thank you all for sharing. And those who didn't share are equally as important. All of your dreams matter. And my wish for you is that they take flight like the rocket in our story earlier. Howard Thurman, the renowned theologian, mystic, and civil rights leader, said in his Meditations of the Heart, "Keep alive the dream. For as long as someone has a dream in their heart, they cannot lose the significance of living." I'll read that again. Keep alive the dream. For as long as someone has a dream in their heart, they cannot lose the significance of living. So, my beloveds, may you keep your dream alive and may it connect you with your purpose and call you to your vision in life. And may you remember how important it is to dream so it can ripple out beyond you, calling us all towards a more just, more joyful, and loving world.